Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong. Welcome, guys, to episode 60 of The Pulse. I'm your host today, and I'm so daggum happy to be back. I'm back. Woo! I'm back. Yay! Yeah, I'm back. And been gone a while. We came back yesterday and had a great show yesterday. Guys, we got a good one for you today. And there's already people from all over the world. Do you know that just in the past couple of days, we've had over 5,000 new subscribers to our YouTube channel just in past couple of days? I want to welcome everybody that's joining us on our YouTube family and just say, hey, I call you blessed in Jesus' name. And in just a few within just a few minutes, I want to show you a new show that we're doing this fall that has both of my guests here that are with me today on it and some others that's going to be exclusive to our YouTube channel. So y'all are going to be really happy that you signed up. You surely are. But first, let me say this, that on today's show, guys, we're going to be talking about the Elijah anointing. I'm going to be bringing in my good friend, Brother Joseph Z. He's a prophetic voice, and he's a very, very good friend of mine. He's going to be joining us today. So listen, you want to like this, you want to share this, you want to tell everybody, hey, man, Troy and Schwartz and Shay and Joseph Z are all together, and there's not much telling because there's going to be a bunch of other things too that we're going to talk about, including that came out yesterday. I'm going to be hitting all this later on. Came out yesterday. Pfizer. It's been reported by within the United States government that there's been an investigation of over 470,000 deaths because of the vax. Like what? Mm-hmm. American deaths. 470,000 Americans that are no longer with us because of that mess. I'm also going to be taking you to Central Texas in our ongoing pursuit of rescuing the rescuers in Central Texas due to the floods. And I got some brand new testimonies to tell you about that and some really good news. I'm also going to be talking about, man, Leanna is rescuing the rescuers in Asia right now. She made it to Korea about 4 or 5 hours ago. And I've got this thing set up with, you know, I track her all over the world and she tracks me, right? And it's been saying she was at DFW airport for like the past 16 hours. I'm like, she ain't at the airport because she's in the air, right? But then it went boop and it woke me up this morning. I went, dude, she just touched down. And I think that is so cool. Was able to do that. And then also, guys, we're going to be, well, you know what? This is going to be good. So I want to say a great big hello to all my friends all over the world, including my friends in South Africa that I see is on here. It's great to see my friends in Uganda that are here. Tabitha Kramer, it's so good to see you, and I call you blessed. Vicky Parks, so glad to see you, and I call you blessed. And say welcome, my friends.
Pastor Gary's on there.
Do you see Pastor Gary on here?
Pastor Gary's on there.
Pastor Gary McGibbons, who is from Belfast, Ireland.
Yeah, we've also got Monica from Paraguay, Angela from Louisiana, Joe from Maryland, Sharon from Phoenix, Arizona. So hello to all of our family that's joining us from all over the world and our new family. We have over 5,000, like you said, new subscribers. So there's no telling where you guys came from, where you're watching from, but we're happy you're here.
There's really not much telling. I was on a whole bunch of TV shows here this last week, and apparently somebody saw it. So listen, I'm so happy that you're here. And if you're brand new to this, you're like, hey, man, you like rescue kids, right? Yeah, we do. In fact, I got some testimonies about that today. But also, too, if you're seeing numbers, if you're like, hey, I wake up at 333 or I see 222 or 1111 everywhere I go, also am the numbers guy, and I'll encourage you to look that up. If you just go to propheticnumbers.com, you'll find me. But you will find everything that we do, all of our prophetic content, how we live our lives, all of the stuff, all of my sermons, you can find it all at troybrewer.com. So if you're brand new and if you don't know that, just go to troybrewer.com and just start going through all the stuff. And then that's going to direct you over to odx.tv. And odx.tv is the Open Door Experience, and it's my family, it's my peeps, it's all of us from all over the world, and every video that I have is on there. So Shay, what are we doing today?
Man, it's going to be such a good show, and I'm so excited for everyone to hear the updates that you're going to be bringing. And I love that we have Pastor Schwartz in the house.
Man, it is good to be here.
It's so good to have you. Yes, and you've been on the road Schwartz. With Pastor Troy, yep. So you can give us the real scoop of what it was like.
It was a trip, wasn't it?
It was a great trip.
It really was. My favorite part is you trying to cram yourself into that little bitty tiny airplane.
We saw that video.
We actually have that video. I think we had it loaded up yesterday.
Trying to get
into
it.
I don't know if we have it or not, but
single prop plane. Have that video.
So yeah. We have to replay that.
Yeah, look, here we go. Oh, here we go. So. Go ahead and turn it up, man. Let me hear it. There you go.
Oh, there he is.
That,
okay.
There he goes. Here we go. Now, I want to show you. Listen, this actually happened, okay? Yeah. There he goes. He's trying to get in it. We're about to go across the choppest mountains.
My stomach's cramping.
It's
had a stomach cramp right there. Deep abdominal cramp.
Look at it. Oh,
that looks good.
Get him in there.
Oh, you're suddenly aware of how old you are.
Hey, this
door didn't close.
Listen, we're flying over the pyramids. My Lord. Oh, you did a good job, man. That was
my ab cramped.
Oh, didn't
you? Well,
at
I'm
least
sorry.
You have an ab.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, they're exactly right. You do have an ab.
I will give you that.
I've got a chicken coop.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
What I've got. So that was exciting, though. Flying over those 10,000 foot mountains.
It's craziness.
Looking below you, they're not that far away.
No, it's very much the Evel Knievel thing. So you'll be like, okay, you'll be like going over the mountains, yes. And it's just like a couple of hundred feet below you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they go away and it's thousands of feet.
I know. It's not, but when you're approaching, it looks like you're not high enough.
Exactly right. It looks like you're going to run right into the mountain. And I'm like, hey, man, why don't you pull up a little bit, man?
Nope.
He's like, because there is no air up this high. And so, awesome. We actually saw a whole bunch of our rescued kids down there, and that was amazing.
It was
and
phenomenal.
Then saw two little girls that I've known for a couple of years down there, and they're so big now. And then we saw several kids that I haven't ever seen before that we've just rescued since the last time you and I were down there.
They're beautiful. I mean, the property when we were down where we were at Redemption Ranch was phenomenal, but the life, and those that are doing the rescuing and taking care of those kids, everybody was so healthy.
Yeah.
It was so cool to see.
Wow.
Everybody was healthy. And then you and I, we went to Mexico City and we went to another one of our rescue homes while we were there. There's two little girls that we just rescued within the past 6 months that both of them were pregnant, a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old. They have since had their babies, and we got to spend time with them and with their babies. A beautiful little boy that I shared yesterday that came in. He was nonverbal. He was so traumatized and so beat up, but he is a very healthy little boy, and he hugged us and he loved us, and he wouldn't even allow human contact whenever we first got him. And now, you know, he just climbs on you like a spider monkey is what he does. And, he was a lot of fun. And then I went to Congress and I spoke to Mexican Congress, and, you were there for that. And you actually helped me with the speech.
Yeah, no, it was a cool opportunity just to stand and represent. You know, the Bible says we're ambassadors. In those moments, you really realize that. Stand before other nations. And, you know, a big part of what we do is rescue the rescuer, but also train nations in what this works and how it works and what it looks like. And you got to do that. You did a great job, by the way. Yeah, you represented well.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, it was a big privilege. And it was, as you said, train the nation. We are literally getting the attention of all these nations that we've been in now for 30 years, and they use ours as our homes as the premier example of what a home should be like for trafficked kids. And that's a new development. That's just something brand new, man, that Jesus has done. And you know what we do is we rescue the rescuers. You know,
it's
we
holistic,
find
though. It's like from the time they come in, whatever issues they're facing, we have the people available to train and equip and help through any sort of those issues.
Yeah. So to be able, Shay, to get up there and talk to Congress and just go, hey, listen, I'm not a Mexican, I'm a Texan, and I'm somebody that loves you and I love your people, and I have been rescuing your children now for 30 years, and it's time for all of us to get together. And my speech was about bringing the kingdom. My speech was about, if this is not done by the church, it's not going to be done.
Yeah.
If the governments of the world could rescue kids, they would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I could actually say, but they're not going to. The governments of the world are actually the problem. And to be able to say, hey, look, you have to have the church, you have to have Jesus freaks involved in this, because there's no such thing as the Muslim coalition that rescues children from sexual slavery. There's no such thing as the Hollywood coalition that rescues children
out of sexual slavery. There's no such thing as the Ivy League school systems that get together and use their billions of dollars that they receive to rescue children out of sexual slavery. The United Nations does not rescue children out of sexual slavery. Like, why? Because they're not godly.
Yeah,
why, because they're just simply not godly.
You always say, if people have an issue with raising the flag for trafficking, there's a reason why too.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And so I always, when you say that, it always like puts that flag up to me. I'm like, okay, well, why? Why is Hollywood not raising this flag?
Okay, well, look, we were in Cancun here 2 years ago, and we were establishing a rescue center there, right? Okay, on the day that we were there, it was Mexico's birthday. It was their 200th birthday. Okay, so there are all these celebrations. On that day, there was this Mexican politician that got up there, and she was actually an attorney general who's no longer there, and she said, I'm so happy to announce that there is no trafficking in Cancun any longer, and we've been so successful in eliminating. And we were just, okay, listen, hey Schwartz, if you're Italian, and if you tell me there's no such thing as a mafia,
yeah.
You're in the freaking mafia.
You're in the mafia.
There's no doubt. Yeah. I'm a part of it.
If you are a politician and if you say there's no such thing as trafficking, you're a trafficker. And then, boom, while we were there, he got busted with kids.
No way.
While we were there.
Wow.
And then we ended up getting those kids. Those kids actually came to us. And we're still taking care of those kids.
I was going to say, we have kids from that area.
Yeah, exactly right.
Literally.
Yeah, so we literally have those kids. In fact, you and I saw them last week. Yeah. And so, guys, I want to welcome everybody here that's joining us from all over the planet Earth. And I you know what? God Almighty is doing amazing things. And thank you for joining us. This is episode 60, and I'm about to be bringing in my good friend Joseph Z. I'm about to show you a clip from when I was speaking to Mexican Congress. And we have a lot of things to talk about today. So like this and share this and do the thing.
Yeah, do all the things, guys. We're so happy that you have joined us today. And listen, you just heard a little bit about the work that we do, being the hands and feet of Jesus all across the globe. I love Pastor Troy says, we are quite literally the tip of the spear. So wherever there is a need, you will find us as the to the best of our ability on the front lines, whether it's in our backyard right here, bringing relief, bringing chainsaws, bringing machinery to the victims of the Texas flood and the rescuers there. We are actually helping to rescue the rescuers that are on the front lines, the first responders here in our own state of Texas. Meanwhile, we're also in Mexico and all across the globe. Pastor Leanna is in Asia right now, and we are rescuing rescuers. We're rescuing kids. We have orphanages all over the world. We do media to do that, to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So if this is your first episode, guys, we're so happy to have you. And I just want to encourage you, if you have been looking for a place to sow into, a ministry to sow into that is changing lives, that's rescuing over 11,000 kids in the past 30 years, you have found the right place. This is good soil. I'm new to this family. It's only been a year that I've been a part of this, and I'm continuously blown away by the work that we are able to do. So I want to give you this opportunity right now to call the number on your screen, 877-413-0888. That is a 24/7 call center that is here in our house. This is not another country in some far off land. These are our people trained to answer your call, to not only take your donations and help you partner with us, but to pray with you, to stand with you, and to believe with you. If you want to also mail a check in or a letter to us, you can mail it to the address right there on your screen. There's no hate for those who want to use snail mail. We love it. And
better
we
not
totally
be, man.
Accept it. Yes, listen, we know
I'm
you
all
like
about
it.
We I know. Do like it. I don't listen. Some Chinaman or somebody true. From India is going to try and take over my stuff. As I'm like, I don't even. I've never bought anything from Amazon.
What?
Not one time.
I remember you saying that.
I've never.
Wow.
That is something. I've never. That's sorcery to me.
Oh wow.
It's all sorcery.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I'm like the last holdout of Amazon.
I
am the friend of Amazon. They come to my house all the time, and I literally leave stuff, and we shoot the bull and talk. But I have never ordered anything.
Well, don't open that door. If you haven't opened the door,
I'm not going to.
I would just say. Just,
I've never looked up anything on Amazon. I'm just too busy. I'm sorry, man. So I'm all about snail mail.
Yep.
I'm all about writing a check. And,
yep.
And speaking of that, yesterday I didn't write a check. I actually wired it, which is something else I did. But, man, we actually wired $100,000 yesterday to buy a big, huge piece of equipment to take down to Kerrville. And so
That's
we're going to be
amazing.
Taking it down there. Monday, I think. And so Pastor Jerry's going to be taking it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we're buying heavy equipment. We're doing the stuff. We're rescuing the rescuers because they desperately need help and the body of Jesus. Hey, listen, I'm from God. I ain't from the government. I need a shirt that says that. That's what Jenny said. When Jenny goes down there, and as Jenny goes around, she says, I'm not from the government. I'm from God. Yeah. And that's what she says. And so, man, when FEMA shows up and says, we're here to help, thank you. That's all I say is thank you. But, you know, anyway, I'm not going to get off into all that. I know that there's good people in FEMA. I know that there is. But, man, I tell you what, guys, when the body of Jesus is activated, we can make a great big difference. We truly can. So we went to, we were in Mexico City. And while we were there, I got to speak to Mexican Congress. Suwanami Calera, who is one of my bravest, absolutely bravest rescuers. She was doing all the translating, all of the translating for me, Pastor Suwanami. And yeah, there I am addressing. And dude, I look pretty good in a suit too, don't I?
Looking sharp, man. The glasses too.
Now, are you doing glasses? Cool. I took the right cool glasses look. With me. Yeah. I broke them while I was down there.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, look. I hadn't even seen that picture, man. That's a nice picture.
That's cool.
That was really cool.
That's pretty daggum cool.
Wow.
So let's see. I'm looking for the ambassador. Where is the American ambassador? There he is, right there in the red tie, sitting next to that chick with red hair. Yes. I don't know. Okay, that is the United Nations girl. Okay. You remember her?
Yep.
She was from the United Nations. And then that is the American ambassador right there. And yeah, so there it is. It's all right there.
That is so cool.
Yep.
Oh, look at Ben. Ben looks great too.
Like that movie Twins with Schwarzenegger.
Is like that. He does kind of got a DeVito look to him. Yeah. Well, guys, listen, I'm going to take you there and I'm going to show you some of my speech. And I'm going to throw to it, and then we're gonna bring in Joseph, and we'll be doing that.
Awesome.
So I need to set this up and tell you that this does not include the translation, so it's going to be real choppy. So I would talk, and then she'd translate, talk, and then she'd translate, and so on. And it does not include the translation so that it's not 10 minutes long. Watch this.
I'd like to dedicate this short speech to the greatest rescuer of all. He's rescued more people than me. Of every race, of every language, throughout the centuries. I dedicate this to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a great honor to speak before this distinguished assembly in the presence of national and local leaders, public servants, and advocates. It is a sacred privilege to stand in this very chamber. I come today not as a politician, but I am a man who has spent over 30 years of my life rescuing children. My name is Troy Brewer. I'm a pastor. My beautiful wife and I have rescued more than 11,000 children. We have worked with leaders and churches and governments to confront the wickedness of child pornography, to take on hell with a water pistol. And that's what we've been doing. But we did not do it alone. We did it by coming alongside brave leaders, leaders like those that are here within this very room, because we know that we are stronger together. This forum proves something very, very powerful. We are still standing together to fight trafficking. We still know that children need to be rescued, and we will not stop. The presence of the U.S. Embassy here today is not only just appreciated, it is very strategic. It signals to traffickers everywhere that freedom fighters are uniting together and we are not playing. Slavery will not have the final word. Not here in Mexico, not within the United States, and not on our watch. The sexualization of children is not going to be okay with us. Slavery by any name is not okay within any single nation. It has to be confronted. It has to be stopped by very brave people. I'm here today to say this. You want to know how to fix this problem? Rescue the rescuers. Put together your resources and help the people that are already doing this. Judges and lawmakers, officers and advocates, you have carried this battle quietly. But there are many of us who see you. And we're so grateful for you. We're not here to play politics. We are here to rescue children. We are here to fight trafficking. So let's rescue together. Let's restore together. Let's reform systems together. And let's write a brand new story of freedom that future generations from us will look back and say, I thank God that those people did not remain silent. May righteousness rise in this land. May the heart of King Jesus for his children be done among us. And may God Almighty bless the great nation of Mexico.
Thank you very much, I was there. And you also helped me with that speech.
Hey man,
we worked on that good speech job. For a couple of days, and you did really good. Yeah. Man, you did
a great job delivering.
You did a great job, and the whole thing was excellent. I think it was very impactful as well.
It was.
I think that it was. You know, we actually had the Supreme Justice from the Supreme Court, so the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court was there with us as well, and we actually had dinner with her and the American ambassador. and some other things. Listen, I'm kind of a yahoo, but I'm not playing. I'm not playing. We're doing this thing, and we're rescuing kids. We're feeding them. We're taking care of them, and that's what we're doing. And we've been doing that for 30 years, and we're going to continue to do that.
Well, it's cool because you've got the civil government, right?
Yep.
But then you've got the kingdom government.
You got the kingdom, man.
Those two collided in that moment.
Wow, that's good.
And the
good.
Kingdom show. It was really a powerful time. It was more than just an expression in a speech. It was really an impact, you know, an impartation. So pretty cool.
Well, let's get to our guest because I know he's sitting around waiting.
Yeah,
and I know that he's like, I don't have anything better to do than to wait on us, right? So, guys, my guest today is a very, very good friend of mine. And as a matter of fact, we are doing a new show together. And so is Brian Schwartz. It is a brand new show that we're going to be releasing in the fall that's called The Counter. And we have already gone through 10 episodes, and in between the episodes, we're going to be releasing it on YouTube every other week, and in between that, we're going to be doing live Zoom things with talking about it. The first one is about portals. It's about portals, and that is pretty tripped out. And I'll tell you what, as a matter of fact, let me show you this clip right now. Watch this. This is going to be one of the greatest shows ever, and I'm so excited about it. So, friends, be looking for Joseph Z.
We're Christians. We're believers in Jesus.
Right.
Darren Stott.
This can be redeemed. Your marriage can be restored.
Alan DeDio.
God speaks through authority. He always has, and he always will.
Tony Markle.
And so it should be a call to Jesus. The men of the household.
That's right.
To be strong in their position and don't abandon the post.
Brian Schwartz.
That means we have his memory. We have his insight. We have his perspective.
And yours truly for a brand new show that's called The Counter. You'll be able to find it exclusively at stage 2 and stage 3 of ODX.TV. And there's the boom right there. Friends, joining me today is my very good friend, Brother Joseph Z. How are you, my friend?
It's good to see you, Troy. Good to see Brian. Good to see Shay.
Hello,
you, brother.
Well, look at you. So, look, I know that your connection has been difficult today. I think that I'm reaping what I've sowed, right? I was with you when I was in Guatemala here a couple of weeks ago, man. We were doing this great show together, and it was like, man, and I was bringing it, and you were being such a great host, and then it went boop, and it went off, and I had no more internet there.
You were bringing it. It was great, man. I think we got some workers outside the place here and stuff's going on. So I don't know.
Okay.
Hopefully it stays.
Well, if it does or if it doesn't, just to spend a few minutes with you is amazing, man. I'm so grateful for you. So how are you these days?
Really good, man. I was very moved just watching you talk to the Mexican government and be in front of all those people and just bringing the truth and the light of the gospel and rescuing kids. And man, what an amazing thing to be a part of. Thrilled to be here, Troy.
Thank you. It was a great privilege, and it's amazing. I mean, what are the odds that within the same month, I got to go to the White House, I got to go to the West Wing, I got to go to the American Congress, and then I also got to go and speak at the Mexican Congress. You know, the nations are being opened up to us right now, and we have to move forward with that. We had to bring the kingdom into all of these places, and we got to get it while the getting's good, brother.
Yeah, that's right. And you guys certainly are. I love being a part of this whole thing, the Pulse, ODX, all of it, and all of you that support it. I just want to say to you, you know, I know Troy, and anybody that knows him knows how legitimate this ministry is and how powerful it is, what they're actually doing. And we're just so grateful to be a part of this today, Troy. What a thrill. What a thrill, brother.
Well, brother, I want to just ask you right off the bat, before we start talking about the Elijah anointing, before we start talking about your book, I want to get off into all that. But I got to ask you, man, the news cycle over the past 24 hours has been something else.
Big time.
Okay, so let's just go over. Let's just go over a couple of those things. Is it okay? So
yeah, let's go.
All right, so it came out that a Pfizer report came out yesterday that there's been over 470,000 American deaths due to the jab. That came out yesterday, and it was Florida's Surgeon General that came out with that.
Wow.
Go Florida. Go Florida.
Right on. Right.
Go Florida.
Go Florida. Bring it.
I'm just going to continue. Okay. Is that all right? Or do you want to stop and talk about that for a minute?
Well, we can. You know, I'm thinking about a number of these things. At first, I wasn't sure where RFK was going with some of this stuff. And it seemed like some things kind of got, shoehorned in while he was on vacation, they say. Mm-hmm. But this is starting to look real good. I like kind of what's happening here. I think they're actually going to start bringing things out. Some people think he was maybe posturing and getting situated to really bring things forward. And it looks like that's where it's starting to go. If they feel confident to bring out this data on Pfizer, I think this is really great. I really do. I think they're going to start really ratcheting down.
Another big thing that happened yesterday is the Prince of Darkness died. And the Prince of Darkness died. And I want to just kind of throw this out there. I hope that he found the Prince of Peace. Mm. I really do. I hope and I pray that the last days of his life that he found the Prince of Peace. And I also hope, also just going to just tell you this too, just for the sake of talking about Ozzy, I've had some unforgiveness in my heart towards him for years because he literally went and peed on the Alamo. I don't know if you know he did
that.
Wow. And I've always said for 30 years.
How dare he?
Yeah. I've said for 30 years, if I ever get a chance to get in that brother's grill, I'm going to do that and say, hey, no, right on. But I'm not going to get that chance because he passed away and I'm not happy he died. I'm at all. I know that he meant a lot to a whole lot of people. But I thought that it was interesting on the day that he died, at just 2 weeks after his farewell tour, his last song being Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Wow.
And then boom, I remember they asked him during COVID, they said, did you get COVID? And he said, no, man, it pays to worship Lucifer. That's what he said.
Wow.
And man. He's like, no, man. He goes, if everybody worshiped Lucifer, they wouldn't get it either. Now he was a knucklehead, and I'm sure that was just a publicity stunt like it was when he went and urinated on the Alamo, which is very sacred to us as Texans. But I'm just going to tell you, you say what you say and you do what you do. And come on, man, so I really hope and pray that he found the Prince of Peace in his last hours and in his last days. You think it's...
Well, interesting, Troy.
Go ahead.
An individual just posted, I forget their name because since we're talking about this, but there is a report out there that somebody spent his last hours with him, was able to give him a Bible and actually talk to them, talk to him about the Lord. And he said he received the Bible and he cherished it in that moment. So we don't know what happened after that, but there was somebody that posted that. The name, but I just saw that.
Okay, so that's good news.
We believe God that he heard the truth.
That's good news. I pray that he heard the truth and that he received it. And I want to just if I can just throw this out there because there's so many people watching this, and say this again. Oh no, I'm not happy he died at all. And I'm sorry that he was sick, and I'm sorry for his family and for the people that loved him. And he's not my enemy by any means. Like I said, I don't like what he did. But with that said, and I have a right to not like that. With that said, man, I really hope and believe that in his last hours that he knew that there was one person to call out to, because guys, being a rock star will not get you into heaven. Being loved by people because of your talents or because of your accomplishments will not get you to heaven. Jesus is it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the fact, Jack, as the prophet Bill Murray once said.
Yes, he did say that.
Yes, he did. He certainly did. You like that, Schwartz?
I do. I appreciate that.
Let's continue to go. Let's
good Stripes reference.
NFL football player. Yeah, Stripes. Thank you. Come NFL on, football player Brian Schwartz actually thought that was a good one.
I think it's a great one.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Pastor, apparently in the 90s, he did apologize with genuine remorse for what he did at the Alamo. One of our ODX family members, Cheryl, posted that.
You can now forgive.
Cheryl.
Thank you for taking that weight off of Pastor Troy.
You have no idea what that means to me.
Thank you.
We're all relieved at the moment.
She said in the 90s.
Dude, you've been holding on to this.
He never apologized to me. He never apologized to me, man. No, he didn't owe me an apology.
You should have been on the door of the high
school. I never seen that he publicly did that, whatever. Well, God bless him then.
Yeah, thank you.
Bring a mop, clean up your mess, and let's move along.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I love forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We operate in forgiveness around here.
Yeah, we do. We do. If I can say this too, Joseph, the Lord has been talking to me. I've been gone for 6 weeks. And I did your conference in the midst of that in Dallas.
Thank you for that, Troy. And we got another one coming.
Bro,
we'll do another one. You and me.
Come on, let's go, man. And I'm telling you, that was one of the best conferences I've been to in forever. And then I left there, and then I went to the Revelation 17 conference at the Church of Glad Tidings in Yuba. Is it Yuma? It's Yuma City, California. And that also was fantastic. That was fantastic.
Awesome.
There's a move of God that's happening right now. There truly is.
There really is. People getting born again in stadiums, people running forward to the altar. You're seeing it all over the place. And, you know, I think that goes parallel with this exposure narrative too. It's amazing the things that are coming out, even with Obama, the things that are happening all the way around.
I was about to get to that. That's exactly right. So it came out yesterday. And I haven't seen the news today. I've been gone since early this morning, but Tulsi, you know, came out yesterday, Tulsi Gabbard, and said, oh, no, it's all documented. We got the signatures, yada, 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 that Obama was responsible for coming up with the Russia hoax. And they're like, yeah, we feel comfortable in going after him. Like, what?
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, I think it's great. It couldn't happen to a better administration. So I just think it's great that they're going after it. I think it's great that they're bringing things out. This needs to happen. If there's not prosecution on these things, we're just watching political theater. So they need to prosecute. They need to go after this to the full extent they can. And we need to see that take place. Otherwise, we're just watching theater.
Well, speaking of theater, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of evidence that he's a Kenyan pretending to be an American, that he is a homosexual pretending to be a heterosexual, that he is a Muslim pretending to be a Christian. I mean, you could just go on and on that, you know, he's a socialist pretending to be a capitalist. And we could just go on and on and on and on and on. And somebody needs to get called on something. And then there does have to be some form of prosecution. And just like, man,
there really does.
So we're hoping and praying for that, and just not just with that, but just with all the things that are going down. You know, Pfizer needs to be held responsible. The people that locked us down need to be responsible. People need to be held responsible for these things. And as a person of justice that rescues kids all over the planet Earth, I can tell you this: if you do not have the prosecuting attorneys, which I had two at that meeting I just showed you, we had two state attorney generals was there. So two attorney generals. We also had the of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court was there as well. If you don't have the justice arm, there is not redemption. The justice arm has to be there.
Yeah, it really does. You think of, you know, people talk about revival and then reformation is the big conversation right now, but without these pieces, you can't really have reformation the way God would ordain it. Many people say, well, we need to get America saved. The whole thing needs to come back to the way that God would have it be. Yes, and that doesn't mean every single person gets born again, but without proper prosecution, without proper legal systems, we won't see the fullness of reformation. And that is why the church needs to continue praying, continue voting, doing what we're called to do, because real reformation with the church's influence means the United States or any nation turns back to its God-given foundation, where it was birthed in the purpose of God. And that's what we need to see happen. So I'm really thrilled to see this happening. And there's a precedent for it because they arrested Trump. They took him in, got his mugshot, did all the things. So they opened the door up on themselves with this. I actually think had they not tried to kill Trump, had they not tried to put him in prison for the rest of his life, he might have given this a little bit of a pass like he did in his first administration. But the fact that they went after him, I believe that he is now on the warpath and he's going to do everything in his power to see this through. And they really messed with the wrong hombre. That's what they did.
You know what? One of the things I'm seeing in this prophetic season, just seeing this thing prophetically, Schwartz, too, is this, that the schemes that the enemy has brought is now literally being turned against the enemy. And so just, and that is huge prophetically for me. Like, okay, everything that's come against me now can be used as a momentum that is actually for me and against my enemy. And I'm claiming that over my life. But there was a judge that came out recently and said, hey man, if you're an illegal alien and if you have a child in your womb, we cannot move you back to whatever nation you come from because that child within you is a person and that person has rights. Okay, as soon as they stamp that, They forgot that they are all abortionists.
Mm.
Yeah.
They forgot. And they were so caught up in their own chaos.
That's crazy.
They forgot that they are for murdering them because they say they have no rights. That's what it is that they
say.
Wow. And it's like, no, now there's this conundrum among the actual courts where they're like, whoa, now we're going to have to fight this out. Mm-hmm. Does an unborn child have rights as a human being or do they not? You guys brought it to the table, so let's go there.
The very gallows that were built.
Come on, Haman's gallows.
Haman's gallows. I
just was thinking,
when you were speaking,
I love
it's the very gallows that were prepared to hang, they're going to get hung on. And that's the double-edged sword of this, the justice of the kingdom.
Mm. Wow.
No, it's the Lord. It truly is the Lord. Well, it's a shining time. So tell us what's on your heart, man of God. Tell us just... Joseph, just tell us, man.
You know, I got to tell you this. I think darkness, it sows and sows and sows into the land. No different than Ahab and Jezebel did. They sowed and sowed evil until finally evil meets a tipping point. And when that happens, it reaps. And what evil reaps when it continues to sow is a reformer. It reaps a reformation. And in the case of Ahab and Jezebel, they reaped Elijah and they couldn't control him. He was like a bolt of lightning that came across the land. They couldn't stop it. When he said it's not going to rain, it wasn't going to rain. They wouldn't have even gone to Mount Carmel with him had they not been so desperate, but it was induced by their own sowing of wickedness and they reaped a reformer. And then he changed the whole land. And I learned this from you, Troy, actually, we were talking. When Elijah issued judgment against all those 850 vile prophets and people at Jezebel's table, plus the other 450 prophets, when they acted them, they took them down to the Valley of Megiddo. And it's pretty fascinating that they did that because I think there's an end time significance to it. But ultimately in our day, right now, everybody is watching and we're a part of this together. We are part of a great move of God. First of all, there's a great awakening happening. There are things taking place in government. We have a window of time to rescue kids, to really do the kingdom in this season. And really what it is happening right under our feet is a reformation. We're seeing change come to the government. We're seeing these things unfold, but it's the spirit of Elijah that God wants to bring the hot sauce, put some nitrous on to get this thing going, to bring about a total transformation of our culture. Now, many times if you're from a Pentecostal background or whatever background you're from, you think that means everybody needs to be born again. Well, yes, we want that. That is our goal as gospel preachers. That is the end game. But ultimately, the Bible even tells us that not everybody's going to be saved, that the majority of people will not be saved in the end. But what we can do is impact culture. We can impact culture for the goodness of the kingdom to such a level that we change society. So those that are seeking, I like what you guys say, rescuing the rescuers, bringing them in. The biggest thing that we've got to do is continue to stand because the spirit of reformation is the spirit of Elijah. I believe that spirit of Elijah came on John the Baptist to usher Jesus in the first time. The spirit of...
Listen, this is proof. This is living proof that Joseph Z is actually an AI avatar.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
We'll start that rumor today. And,
he's actually Grok is who he is. Oh, you're still there?
His voice is still there.
We can hear him.
Yep. So for everybody that is joining us.
I'm still here.
Okay, right on.
Okay.
So for everybody that is joining us, my friend Joseph Z is in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and he's up there. And there are people working outside of his studio right now that has affected his internet. And this is, you reap what you sow, because this is what I did to him when I was in Guatemala City here the week before last. He was trying to do a great show. I was on a row, and it was like, you know, it was like the Jimmy Carter speech back in the 70s where he went, That's what it was. Yeah, I had a broken jaw twice, and I had to talk through my nose, and I can actually talk through my nose without moving my mouth. So,
ventriloquist.
Yes, I can. Hallelujah. So, yes, and I can wiggle my ears. I don't know if y'all know that either. Watch this, Joseph.
Wow.
I can do. I got all
many
kinds.
Many talents, Pastor.
All kinds of value is what I bring to the table. Anyway, but it looks like you're back, Joseph. It looks like you're back. We were talking about the spirit of Elijah to bring in a reformation that changes things. Mm-hmm. So please continue.
Yeah, brother. Well, I'll tell you, and if this glitches out, I apologize, everybody, but the spirit of Elijah is on the church today. It came the first time under John the Baptist in the New Testament, but he who is least in the kingdom, that's the believers, is greater than John the Baptist, who is labeled the greatest prophet ever. But he who is least in the kingdom, that's you, a believer, is greater than he. And so together, we are the number one superpower in the world, I believe, supernaturally. And we're called to usher in the second coming of Jesus. But the signs of a reformation, the signs of the spirit of Elijah, means the hearts of the fathers are turned to the children, the children of the fathers. And the big issue with that today is generational merging, putting it together. You know, we all know this, like when movements happen, it starts out with a really great phase of birthing. Then you
I think he was talking about bridging the generations.
So, yeah, he's talking about bridging together. Exactly, yeah, right.
The spirit of the fathers turned back to the sons and the children.
Okay, we will bring him back on when he's not having technical difficulties. Yeah. And I want to tell you, he's so awesome. Yeah. And you guys can tell that we really do love him, and he really does love us. And I want to encourage you guys to get his book. His book is actually called The Spirit of Elijah, mm-hmm. and you can find it. And so if you look it up, it's look, man, he's not a Destiny image. What is that? That's Harrison. What is that?
Is that Harrison House?
Is it?
Is that the same? I think they're kind of like a partner though, aren't they?
Yeah. So Destiny Image, which I am, is for the crazies.
Yeah.
And Harrison is for the legit.
Okay.
Hey, you're legit too, Pastor.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you.
You are legit too. That's funny.
Anyway, man, you guys get his book and go to his site. And I want to encourage you guys and tell you guys that he does amazing mm-hmm. ministry on through media. So just look up Joseph Z and go there. He comes out with something prophetic nearly every single day. And him and his beautiful wife are very, very, very good friends of mine. And we all kind of do life together. And I'm telling you, he's legit. He actually, on the day that Trump was shot, okay, which was on a Saturday, he got up that morning, and you guys need to look all this up. And he said, I heard God speak. The shot heard round the world. Mm. The shot heard, he goes, I heard that today. And then boom, later on that afternoon,
wow. That President was wild.
Trump, he was shot. And it's like, wow. And he's called some things literally on the day. Mm-hmm. The Spirit of the Lord really does speak to him, and he lives truly a consecrated life. I mean, he's the mm-hmm. guy that you just saw. That's him 24 hours a day.
It's mm-hmm. amazing.
Kind of a better looking, bald headed Jerry Seinfeld.
That's you know, funny.
It's kind of like that.
I could see it.
And yeah, and just a kind of a, as a matter of fact, this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. But he prophesied to me the last time he was here. Troy, I see God giving you land. There's some new land coming. And just a few weeks after that, mm-hmm. somebody gave me 175 acres in Colorado.
Wow.
And it's like, wow, I think we'll just build another Redemption Ranch. Hallelujah. And so it's like, wow. Like, so yeah, I would get plugged into his stuff, and I would definitely look mm-hmm. up the Elijah anointing.
The spirit of Elijah. It looks so good. It says on the front, expose the truth, embrace God's power, break the Antichrist spirit. So, and I mean, not to mention the foreword by Rick Renner, Perry Stone, you know, to name a few.
Or that break the Antichrist spirit.
Yeah.
Is a big deal.
Okay. So when you, let's you and I unpack this a little bit. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about number one, what is the Antichrist spirit to you? What is that?
To me, it starts with the attempt from, even when Jesus mentioned, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, it's part of it is attributing the works that God is doing to the enemy.
Wow.
But then the other side of it is the antichrist is the anti-anointing. It's coming against the anointing of Christ. That's part of it. But it's a real stand against the move of God's Spirit. It's an anti-anointing, anti-Christ, not just denying Christ, it's denying the power. And Jesus called that out in his day with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It doesn't have to be just a figure. Mm-hmm. It's actually a spirit that can be leavened, that comes against the authentic move of God. In place of that are the works of man, and elevating man in the position that...
Like what we saw at the White House here a few weeks ago when I was up there praying.
Yeah.
That was the Antichrist spirit.
It was the pushing back against the anointing.
Yeah. Against the anointing, against the presence of the Lord, against his preeminence.
Yeah.
Anything that says that Jesus has preeminence or says that Jesus cannot have preeminence, that's an antichrist spirit, right?
Yep. What did Jezebel come against? She came against the prophetic.
Mm.
Her war was against the prophetic. It was against the prophet. And that's what that spirit tries to do, is quench the prophetic, the anointing, so that you turn it into humanism. And Jezebel was all about mixture. Revelation warned the churches. John warned the churches about not subscribing to the teachings of Jezebel, which is after the anointing. It was to take down the anointing. And what you do with that, you throw it off a roof.
Yeah. So I totally love, because she surrounded herself with eunuchs, she couldn't work her sexual magic on them.
Yeah.
And then a real man showed up. And I want to tell you, when a real man shows up, the atmosphere changes. Yeah. It's like, no. Hey, you dude. Hey, eunuchs. Eunuchs up there.
Yes.
Those of you who've been emasculated, and they've come against your masculinity. Hey, throw that heifer from out of that tower and let her bust open like a dadgum ripe tomato down here in this strip.
Yeah.
And then the Bible says, boom. And they did. They chunked her out. And she couldn't bat her eyelashes at them because they were eunuchs.
Yeah.
And they threw her out. And then she did. And she busted like a ripe tomato. And then the Bible says the dogs came out. Do you know, I learned this the first time I ever went to Israel. I was talking to a rabbi over there, and this is like 30 years ago. And we were talking, and as we were walking and talking, there was some dog mess on the street. And he said, "Watch out for that Jezebel." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he called the dog mess Jezebel. And he said, "Yeah, that's what we call it." So ever since then, because the dog's in, right? And so ever since then, when my kids grew up, I remember Rayma came in.
Pick up that Jezebel.
Yeah, exactly right. Rayma came in and she was crying. And I'm like, "What's the matter, little girl?" She goes, "I got Jezebel on my shoe."
Oh.
And I knew exactly what she was talking about.
So cute.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's so funny to me. But I actually learned that in Israel. I thought that was amazing. Well, you know what? I tell you what, let's do. Let's go behind the veil. And here in just a minute, we'll go behind the veil and we'll talk about, we talked about this yesterday behind the veil, how that you and I were just in a place of untold witchcraft, a cartel stronghold. You and I actually went into this church and where they were doing animal sacrifice. It's a place where kids are trafficked from all over the world. It is a place, it is an unbelievable dark, dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that behind the veil, because you and I were just there. We were actually invited in there by the cartel.
Amazing.
When we had their permission to go in there. And let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Friends, you're watching episode number 60, and my good friend Joseph Z was with me before he started glitching out because they're doing some kind of construction or something right outside of his office and is messing him up today. You guys have patience with him and love him because he has a lot of patience with me, and I'm so grateful for him. I want to say I will ask him to come back. So he owes me now. He owes me.
And yes,
I
like he does. That.
He owes me now. And so I'm going to get him to come back. And he and I are going to be doing some conferences together with Alan DiDio. And then, of course, we are also going to be doing The Counter this fall, which is exclusive to our YouTube channel, the first 30 minutes of it. And then the last 30 minutes is exclusive to our channel, odx.tv. And so if you want to see the full hour, you're going to have to subscribe to odx.tv. And then you help me save boys and girls out of sexual trafficking. You're also helping me bring the goodness of God to the evil that this world offers, including places like Central Texas, where we have boots on the ground, we have heavy equipment, we have food, we have clothes, we have shelter. Our teams down there have been able to shelter over 250 people, and I think it's way more than that. I just haven't heard what the number is, including people sleeping in their cars, people that have lost everything, including their cars, that are now going to need their homes rebuilt. They're going to need help in every single way. We mentioned yesterday an 82-year-old man who held on to his wife as they traversed the river.
Yep.
150 yards, and that is them right there. Wow. And her arms all gimp because that brother would not let her go. Brian, they were literally neck deep, and they made it across the river.
How old?
He's 82.
That is amazing.
And he held on to his wife. And I want to tell you, man, listen, they have kind of a weird smile. Do you know why? Because they lost their teeth in the flood.
No way.
It stripped their clothes off. The water was moving so strong, pulled their dentures out of their mouth, tore their clothes off of them, and that old man, by the power of the Holy Ghost, made it across the river with his, and he was dragging his bride by the arm, and he totally gimped up her arm just because he wouldn't let go.
All I could think of was Christ.
That is Jesus,
and
isn't
his
it?
Bride.
That is
go
Jesus.
Through the waters, him holding on to the bride.
I love this picture. I also love it. If you look down at the bottom, look, there's a bottle of Shiner down there. So
there sure is. There it is.
That's funny. I didn't notice that before.
I hadn't noticed that either. Hey. That's pretty dang good funny.
That's
pretty funny. All right, guys. Listen, if you're helping us, you're helping us rescue the rescuers that are making a difference with these people's lives. And we're seeing them. We're doing the kingdom stuff. Just go to troybrewer.com and help us and stand with us. Or you can call 877-413-0888 and write a check out to TBM or Troy Brewer Ministries and do that. And you could actually send it to P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. Guys, we've been doing this for 30 years. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep on, and we're rescuing children almost on a daily basis. We certainly are rescuing children on a weekly basis without any kind of hyperbole at all. And it's typically about every 2 or 3 days I get a phone call. Hey, man, we've rescued another child, and can we take care of them? And my answer has always been, and will continue to be, yes, because of your partnership. And that's no joke. These guys know this. They know the life. They know the life that I live and the life that we live together. And I mean, I didn't mention this, but I did get this when I was speaking to Mexican Congress down there. They gave me this, and it says Legislation Forum on the Protection of Children and Adolescents from Human Trafficking in Mexico, in recognition and gratitude presented to Pastor Troy Brewer for your unwavering commitment to the freedom, protection, and restoration of children and young people in Mexico who have survived human trafficking. Thank you for being a light in their path to healing and to dignity. July 2025 comes from the Mexican government. So grateful for that. Well, this is not my trophy. This is our trophy.
Yeah.
And someday we will hand this at the feet of King Jesus and say, Lord, we did it all for you. We wouldn't have loved them if you didn't love them. We wouldn't have known about them if you hadn't told us.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had a heart for them had you not given us that heart. And we wouldn't have been able to fund it had you not trusted us with our stewardship. Mm-hmm. And one day, guys, we'll actually do that. So I want to encourage you guys to go to troybrewer.com, call the number, and now it's time for us to go behind the veil.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I just want to make a quick announcement that Pastor Troy is not only back on the Pulse, but he is back preaching tonight in the house. If you've enjoyed this, if maybe you're one of the over 5,000 new subscribers that we have on YouTube watching, you're going to want to come right back here tonight because Pastor Troy is going to be bringing a fire word. And then on Sunday, you're kicking off your new sermon series, Undercover Boss. So that's going to be really good, guys. And if you, also you're new here and you're like, what is Behind the Veil even mean? That means we're going to jump over to our ODX platform. That is a subscription-based platform that houses all of our content from conferences to services to special teachings, exclusive footage, behind-the-scenes stuff. And we just want to encourage you to go over there. Check it out if you want more information on us, who we are, what we do, how we operate in the nations. And if you join us as a partner on ODX, just know that you are helping us. You are enabling us to do what we do across the globe, to continue to be the tip of the spear, rescuing kids from human trafficking all over the globe every single day. And Pastor, if you're okay, I'd love to set up a commercial as we head behind the veil that tells them all about what we do across the globe. Check this out.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.